Okay, we had a three in the braise. If she was Zana, that after the husband came afterwards and said that my wife was Zana while I was Arusa, that's when we carry out exactly what happened to Pasuk Yatskila, and she gets stoned Shar Beisavir, and we say, see, kind of child you brought up. Second thing is, if the Adam came while she was engaged and said that she had extramarital affair while she was engaged, then they still stone her. But this time, it's not in the gate of the house; it's the gate of the city. And the third case was that if she had extramarital affair while she was engaged, but they didn't find her, or the Adam didn't come until she became 12 and a half years old. Then she gets like an adult, and she only gets strangled. And up to here, what's the reason that she gets chenek? Because her body physiologically changed. Now suddenly she became an adult. Let's say from here, you want to say, well, the body changed, therefore the form of death also changes. What I mean, let me ask you a question. From a braisa, it says, Naida ham oirosa, a girl that was engaged, shezinsa, that was mezane, umisha bogra. But after she became 12 and a half years old, the husband came along and said, I didn't find any psulim by your daughter. But now she's already over 12 and a half. Who ainu like her? Even turned out to be the husband's a liar. Since she's no longer naira, he will not get the lashes for being meiti shemra. Nor the ainu noisim meisela doesn't have to give the $100. She, on the other hand, and if the Adam turned out to be that they were liars, so the Adam get punished what she should have gotten, Magdimin, if it's true, they go to Beis Haskil, they get stoned. Now, before we go further, what do you mean he, Vizayimah? It can be both, because if she gets stoned, that means the truth. Why would there be Zayman?
And if the Zayman was stoned,
exactly. Ella means, one of them's either she'll get killed, or if it's a lie, the Zayman will get killed. But it gets killed. Magdimin is a killer. So what are you asking a question? You just said before that if you're over 12 and a half years old by the time he comes to the bezin, you get only chenek. He says, clearly you get skill. Exactly the opposite of what you said before. And here the body changed. We're talking about Moshe Shemra, here the body changed. Says the Gemara. Omar Rav, so the Gemara said, what are you comparing? In this case here, a Moshe Shemra means that the husband is the one who brought his wife to court and came up with his whole story. The case that we had in the bride before was not the husband came along, two Adim came along on their own volition. Nothing to do with the Maitzi Shemra. So how can you compare this case here where the husband came along, and by the husband came along, we say she still gets the same death that we learned as long as she did while she's Naim and Asa. In the bride before, we're talking about when two Adim came on their own volition. Amar Rav, Maitzi Shemra Kamet, you're bringing me a raya from the story here of Maitzi Shemra. Shiny Maitzi Shemra. Maitzi Shemra is very different because Chidushu. The whole thing is a chiddush anyway. So therefore, everything about it is different, and you cannot bring a knife mehr. The ha-nichnas al-chupa approved you. Nichnas al-chupa, if a woman gets married, b'vala nivla, there was still no marital relations. But the fact that she got married, ba'alma, then v'zintza, she only gets chenek. Even though she's still a psula, she'll only get, once you're a married woman, you only get chenek. V'ilu moiti shemra, yet if you're moiti shemra, b'skila. Even though l'chayda, they got married also. What's Moshe Shemra? The night after they get married, he comes in the next day and says, and that whole story. A normal woman got married. Once you're married, I don't care, there was beer, there was no beer. The din is that you don't get, that she gets only normal chenek. And you have a Moshe Shemra, he gets killed, which proves that Moshe Shemra is an isolated case. And you cannot bring a knife to Moshe Shemra. Yeah. Okay, true, there's an aspect of chiddush by Moshe Shemra. Ki chodid rachmona. Maybe when did the Torah make a chiddush from Moshe Shemra? Hechad lo yishtana gufa, where the body didn't change. Abel hechad yishtana gufa l'chad rachmana. Here we're talking about a case where it became a bageris. There, nothing changed.
That's in the full adulthood stage.
Yeah, we're talking about here. There, the case was that Moshe Shemra was a chiddush, but nothing. The body physically didn't change. Just as he got married, and he came along with a story. And the Torah made a chiddush. Fine. Torah made a chiddush. That despite the fact that they would get married, they still get skill and not chenek. Fine. But we're talking about a case where the girl actually changed to a bagetes. Right, she was able to get it by the time he came to court. Her whole body physically changed. If her whole body physically changed, maybe the tintaka changes from chenek, from skila to chenek. So the Gemara, Elomar Nachman Yitzchak, Ishtani v'lo Ishtani. This whole idea of whether the body changed, does the punishment change, is commuted, is machlekes of Tanoim. In other words, when you did the Aveda at one stage, by the time you get to Bezin, your body changed. What happens then? Do you still get the same punishment or not? Which is what we were discussing before. She was a Nider when she committed this Nus, and then she became a Begeder by the time she went to Bezin. What happens is actually a machlekes Tanoim. Forget about the Begeder, but machlekes Tanoim. What's the machlekes? The Tanoim we learned. What about the din is that a Yisrael does an aveda, he brings any carbon. A Nasi brings a kesev or a seir. A Nasi brings only a seir, a goat. And the Kohen who does an aveda, this will talk about a shagig, brings a par. So what happens the following? If a chotu, they sinned, ad shaloi nismanu. So before they became a Nasi or before it became a Meshuach Kohen Gadol, he sinned. So he sinned, he was a hedyet, an ordinary person. And what kind of a korban they bring? Either a kesev, a keves, or a seir, a sheep or a goat. But then, by the time they got to the bezin, by the time they brought the korban, this manu, they now became a nasi, which is only brings a goat, or you became a kohen meshuach, which is what? You bring a par. What happens then? So the Tanakhama says, we don't look at the time now when you were brought to court, look at the, or when you bring the carbon, we look at the time when you committed the Veda, and that's the kind of carbon you have to bring. Yeah, don't talk about the sin. Yep. What about Rav Shimon comes along and says, it depends. Im noidu lehem acheloinis manum. If they became aware, remember we're talking about a shagig, so they weren't aware of the Veda. If they found out that not only did they sin when they were a hedyed, but they also became aware that they sinned while they were a hedyed, then chayavim, then the chayev, just like they're a hedyed. I agree. However, mishnis manu, if they only became aware after they were appointed kohen meshuach or nasi, then turin the potter completely. Completely potter. Not they don't bring a carbon, they bring the carbon like today. They don't bring a carbon like today, they don't bring a carbon like yesterday.
Change of status.
Yeah, so this mistake, they did a veda. You don't bring any carbon at all. Must be because the body changed, the carbon changes. So what do we see from here? According to Rav Shimon, the body's changed from the time of Veda till the time you have to bring the carbon. Changed, the whole impact changes. Mashiach doesn't change.
The body changing here is a physical thing of Evergreen.
We're comparing it, the status of Kohen Meshuach is like just like the physical things. Yes.
Can't you say the same thing also with the girl, you know, with her earnings and the Yibush and all that, if the father or the brothers, as to when she earned and when they became high, we just had a couple of dapping back. It's not the same idea.
Now what?
You know, there's an issue of paying the nezek and paying
who
gets what, depending on when she
gets
her husband sold. And sometimes you say that you go according to the time you pay. Sometimes you say you go according to the time when the debt arrives.
Yeah, that was about the money. Now we're talking about the punishment of skill. She committed that veda when she was a mizonah. The other question is, now that there's money, who's entitled to the money? So it's a different thing altogether. Here we're talking about she got. So here Teza says that the status of the din and the status of the metzias. Gemara is comparing the two. So we're doing now comparing the two together because similar to Shemra. You are.
As a person ages, their body is always changing.
Or is no, it's evolutionary change. Or revolutionary.
You wouldn't know. some of us feel it.
No, because the whole thing of this night is only 6 months.
Yeah, a very small widow.
No.
Yeah.
A very big one.
Yeah.
You
said the Gemara, no. Don't bring a raifim here at all. Because if you were right, then what's negeya here when you found out? Now, Shimon should have just said, you didn't evade him when you're a hedyet. And who cares when you found out? And then when you bring a carbon, you're a kohen meshuach or you're a nasi, and live for your potter. Here, he makes a difference when you found out. Plus, the din is you are totally potter. Why should we be totally potter? Bring them the carbon like today. Manushach. The question is, ishtani gufi, ishtani ktola. So if you treat him like when they were ahead, you treat him like they were kohen meshuach. If Rav Shimon holds that you treat him like today, then you should bring a carbon like today. Not potter legamri. So aim of the Shamin Rav Shimon. So you know what? It's different side altogether. You know what Rav Shimon is saying? The ozil av bosa yediyah. He's saying here that it's not just when you committed the sin that brings you the chiyah, but also when you became aware of it. And that's why it's vital, because the coming aware of it is part of the aveda And the pasuk always says v'hoida lav. Part of the aveda of the, what you did is becoming aware of it, and therefore that's what Rav Shimon says. As long as both of them happen when you're ahead, yet it's good enough. The ozel bas yedia, the loy ozel bas chata mi shamilei. But to say that goes after when he became aware, which is like when the goof changed, and without going after the sin. Nobody said, because here he says he completely potter. He said, it's a different thing altogether here. We're not talking about when the body changes. Because if just the body changes, then you should bring a carbon of today. He just holds that the yediyah has to be at the time of the achet. The yediyah is part of the chet, and it's not a sin. The chet and yediyah are like one big sin. So it's a different word altogether. If that's what you're learning pshat, then lice a carbon kihashta. Mashuach par v'nasi soyer. L'cheira, what's talking to Svara then, Rav Shimon? Why don't you at least bring the carbon of today? If the main thing is yediya, then if you're saying the main thing is not just a sin, sin's like a hachshara, the main thing is the yediya, that's the aveda when you became aware. So why don't we bring the carbon whenever the yediya was? If your yediya was a hedya, your hedya. If your yediya was an adult, bring it an adult. And for the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yechon Tana, Rabbi Yechon said to the Tana who was learning for a Sheila, Tidayim b'skila. Let's forget this whole, you're learning all wrong. This whole concept of Ishtane Gufa is wrong. When we said before in the Braisa that this girl, that Sorach, when we say Bagra, you get Chenek, is not correct. It actually is supposed to say Skila. It's a mistake in the Braisa. And therefore, there's no such thing as your body changes, we change the punishment. There's no such thing. Tony Beskila. Till now, was challenging him. Why did we say changing? Now we're saying, what do you mean you're not changing? It says in the pasuk, and now she's a begedis. It says in the pasuk, hanada. It says in the pasuk, you should bring the nida. What do you mean, hanada? Hanada shayis akva. We don't care if she's a nida right now. As long as she's a nida before, that's all that matters. So faket, so therefore the third clause in the Braisa is not a third clause. It goes back to the original. So there's no such thing as a body changes when it comes to the punishment, therefore we change the form of punishment. Since she committed a sin while she was a nida, that's the kind of punishment she gets. So we change everything we just said. So how come the Braisa makes a distinction between Malkus and money? And punishment, when it comes to punishment, we say even though she's a Bagetes, she gets what he calls the original punishment skila. But why do we say when it comes to $100, when it comes to Malkus, oh, now that she's a getters, there's no punishment for her, the husband. Why doesn't he get Malkus? Why didn't he pay $100 if we just look at the time when she committed the sin? Amalei, we already had the same discussion about Kam and Merubah. It seems that they really got on with these guys. Abelai said, Reb Chananya, Nachmanon Litzlam Mahaydaita. What a Nachmanon Litzlam is a stupid question. Yeah, God save us, yeah. Adarabba, so he answered it back very profoundly. Rahman al Islam at Aididach. God forbid, from your opinion here. Okay, at least in the Gemara, then, but that's the end of the whole sugya, it's two dots. Here, the Gemara goes a little bit further. But time am I? Why did the first guy say Rahman? No, the second guy didn't understand what the first guy was saying, so he said, you're not making sense. And the first guy is saying, I don't have to tell you what it is, it's so obvious. So here, the Gemara at least explains what the obvious thing is. But time am I? What talk is different? Why the punishment is the same? And why when it comes to money and Malkus, we say, no, the husband is potter, kishu begetters now. What's the case of the girl when it's true? She's being killed now for an aveda that she did back then. Back then, when she was a naida murasa, so therefore she gets killed. Moiti shalom means it never happened. So if it never happened, what's he getting punished for? For what he said yesterday in court. Oh, yesterday she's a begeris. So therefore, or today. So therefore, you get your full punishment. Maaseh gormala. That her mice and cause, and therefore that happened yesterday. Vizeh akim asfasa gormala with your mouth. Zu maaseh gormala, because she's anoi, nada. Zanoi. She was a nida. Vizeh akim asfasa gormala, aimers come a chive. He shite the begeris. How is she the begeris? Toner abonon. We learned in a braise, Nara hamarosa shezinsa, if a night hamarosa was mazana, if a night hamarosa was mazana, soiklin oisa, we stone her, if a pesach beisavir. Case number one is, a night hamarosa is mazana, we stone her, but where? And the pasuk says, you should stone her, pesach beisavir. To say, wow, look what kind of child you brought, look at Dulun Shigadalta. Okay. Ain't la pesa beisav. Let's say that the father doesn't live in a house, Then Soikin Osla Pesachaya. Then what we do, we stone her at the gate of the city. What about the Iyir Sheruba Yuchav? What about a city where the majority of people are goyim? Then Soikin Osla a Pesach Bezdin. So you can't really use the gate of the city. So then you use the gate of the Bezdin. So there's three possibilities: the gate of the house, the father's house, gate of the city, and the last recourse is the case the gate of the Bezdin. Just like we said by a night of Maros, so the same thing applies to Ovid Avodah Zarah. Somebody worships Avodah Zarah. First of all, Soiklin Loisel Shasha Avaboy. Ideally, you punish him the gate of where he committed Avodah. Even though the judgment was in another city, we go back to the city where he committed Avodah, and we go to the gate of that city. What about if Yisroel Yucham? That city is full of goyim. So he can always about the bezin. Then you bring him to the bezin where he's being judged and tried, and that's where he gets sent.
So this is the chayv. If it's over the kachavim, then it can't be so because you're not allowed to let over kachavim be in your community.
So what do you mean can't be so?
It must be a goyish place where the bezin's got power for over the nefoshes.
What do you mean?
I'll
and I just throw somewhere the majority of people in the city. Yeah. Yeah.
What's
the way of the Chavim?
Yeah,
obviously it's the way of the Chavim again, yeah. And Lav Dafka, the Gemara calls means that the Goyim are, it just became a generic term.
So then what are we talking about here? That he's over
the Yid was over the Avodah Zarah. He was over the Avodah, we're going to kill him for it.
In the base over the Chavim?
No. In a city with a lot of Goyim. And he went ahead and he committed a sin. So ideally, we should stone him in the gate of the city.
But what's the problem? We say Pesach Sharahi, and that place where he was.
The gate of that city. Of that city.
Of the city. Of that city.
No, not the church. The
temple or whatever.
Not the venue.
The city. But if we have no control of that city, Rav Goyim, I guess they would object seeing a hanging.
For doing what they do all day.
A lot of they do it, but yeah. But the idea that Bezin. Yeah. So, setting one of it. No, and immediately, how do we know these differences? That is different, you know, gate of the city or gate of Bez, and the Tanya Rabbanan, and we learned, it says, yeah, it says in the Pasuk, Sharecha, that if, it says that you take out that person or that woman who was Shavuot Zorah, and you should bring them to the gate, and you should stone them. Which Shah are we talking about here? It could be talking about the gate of the city or the gate of the Bez. So the Braisa says, the Shah Shavuot, it's the gate of the city. Where they worship, it doesn't matter where the Bezin is, because the Bezin can be in another city altogether. We bring him to the city where they worship, and by that gate. Ato Ebeshash, by the city of the gate that we worship. Maybe the gate of the city. Sorry, the Bezin where he was judged. Nema, it says, Sharecholamata. It says that you should take out this person to worship by the Zod, it says to the gate. Nema, it says, Sharecholamaila. And it says, also Sharech in another place. By the Zod, it says you should take out that person. Just like over here by Naila Marosa, it talks about the gate where they sin. Over here also it says the gate where they sin. That's one type of sharecha. We make a gzer shava sharecha. It means the shar of where the place where you committed abeda. Another pshat sharecha. We learn out another word, the word sharecha. Your gate and I want v'leshar yichavim. If the city belongs to goyim, majority of goyim, don't do it. That gate, do it somewhere else. Anyone, how can you use the same word sharecha for two drushes? Hi sharecha, this sharecha, I think they just used it. No, the gate of the city. Gate of the city or the gate of the Bezin. Now the gate of the city is the city where he committed the Aveda. And the gate of the Bezin is wherever the Bezin is, it might be in a different city altogether. Anyone, how can you learn two dinim from one word? Sharecha, you're learning v'loi and not the shahr of a goy. And they tell sharecha, you're the gate of a city. Ibkei, because if we meant to learn only one thing, leimokro shahr. Let's just say Shah. Why your? What's the emphasis? Your my sharecha, shma mino tarti. That not if the gate of the city belongs to goyim. Ashkechan, all you know from here is avodah zarah. Neid hamarosa minolan, all you know from here is avodah zarah. Neid hamar. So these two psukim are both talking about avodah zarah, and we learn our shah from avodah zarah that it has to be the gate of the city, and but if most of goyim, then you move to get another gate, the gate of the bezin. The business. Naida Amarosa, how do you know the same thing applies to Naida Amarosa? If you can't do the house, you do it in the city. If you can't do the city, you do the business. Omar Abavu Abu says, Goma, we learn out, Pesach, it says in the Pasuk, you should take out the girl. El Pesach Beisavia, and you learn it out from the other Pesach by the Mishkan. It says Pesach Shara Chotzer. We annex, or we have the two words next to each other. Pesach Shara Chatzah. That tells you that from the Mishkan you learn out that Pesach is closely aligned with Shar. Or Pesach and Pesach Mishar. Once you know that Pesach by Mishkan is like Shar, you go back to Pesach by Naira Marosa, we say it's like Shar. And then we look at by Avodah Zorah, what does Shar mean? The gate of the city where you did the Avodah, otherwise the gate where the Bezin is. So the same thing with Shar Mishorecha. That's how we learn. Pretty stretching a bow. Sorry?
Yeah, because the Mishkan is inside the Mishkan at the end of the
Mishkan. Exactly. Tell them what we learned. Like, if you made up stories about your wife, you get Malkus, then you get $100. Abudah says, Lilkais, like, Mikal Malkum. Lilkais, Malkus, if you're a Maitzi Shemra about your wife, it turns out to be the liar, then you get the husband, gets lashes regardless of what it is. Whether he had actual relations with the wife, and he came to the bed to look, I didn't find any psulim, or whether he didn't have any Bila, he just made up the whole story. And he said, before I had a chance to have Bila, two Aiden came to me last night, right after the chuppah, told me, you know what your wife did last month, and blah, 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 blah. So whether he had Bila or not, you get the lashes because you made up a story about your wife, which wasn't true. However, when it comes to the mayor sell the $100, it depends. Boal, if the husband had relations and it turned out to be so he embarrassed her, then no, he says give. Leibel, if he had no relations, he said, look, I relied on the Aiden, then ain't no noise. He doesn't have to give. And Kamifugi, this is a machlekes of Plukta that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbanan. Between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbanan later on. If somebody makes up stories about his wife, Loike, you get Malkus, regardless, Venois and Meir Sela, and you got to pay the $100, Bain Ball, Bain Shaloi Ball, regardless of whether you boil or not, you made up a story with false witnesses, whether you had relations there, whether before you had relations there, you have to pay the $100 as well. Can Rabbanan follow the Rabbanan? And the Rabbanan hold that the whole story of Moitzi Shemra doesn't make a difference whether they had relations or had relations. And it says in the Pasuk that you have to give the Malkus and the Onchois and make Kesik at $100. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lilkais, you're right, when it comes to Malkus, like your regardless, Mekomakum. Abba Meya Selah, when it comes to $100, Boal, if he had relations, Noisin, he embarrassed her, he has to give. Abba Le Boal, ain't Noisin. Why? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that the whole sugya of Maiti Shemra is only talking about if they actually had boil. So the $100 you don't pay, only with boil. So why do you get Malkus then? Because Malkus doesn't come from there. Malkus comes from the fact that Selech Rachel is a lie. You're not allowed to spread false stories. The fact that you spread a false story, it's not a din in Maiti Shemra, it's a general din. And therefore you have to pay it. Yeah. I lechayt a lav shema maisa, you just said a few words. Rabbi Yehuda of the opinion that a lav shema maisa, you get Malkus. Ikadamri, others say, no, cool, look at Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I don't have to say that argument. It's whether maybe everyone realizes ben Yaakov that the whole parsha is talking about only when you were boil. So how come over here we say that it comes to 100, the Malkus you get even loyal? Oh, come on, this is how you learn pshat. Hamoitzi Shemra, if somebody's Moitzi Shemra, like it's Malkus, but no, you say Meir Sela, but who should boil? Forget, the first town holds only if you were boil. Like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, only then you get the Malkus, only then you pay $100. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lilkus Leikim Mekomo. Malkus you always get. Because why do you always get Malkus? Because Leseilech Rachel, not part of the Moitzi Shemra, Leseilech Rachel, and Alav Shem Maisi, you get Malkus. And Tanakam holds was saying, I agree, Leseilech Rachel is Aveda you're doing by making up stories. But it's Alav Shem Maisi, just saying words. And Alav Shem Maisi ain't Leikim. Sorry, what did you say?
If he's relying on Aiden, why is it.
No, but he brought the Aiden. He brought his fictitious Aiden.
He went looking for him.
Yeah, and he made up the whole story. Why would Aiden make up the story? We believe that he's part of it. Otherwise, what are you going to him for? Yeah. Vesava, what are you saying? Yehuda says Lilkus Leilu Kamok always get Malkus because even he holds that they say Rochel is a lav shei maisi get Malkus. Mekomok always by time you learn Yehuda Aimer Baal Leike Loi Baal Leike. Rabbi Yehuda says that only if you're Baal you get Malkus. And if you're not boy, you don't get Malkus. Amr Nachmi Yitzchak, you're right. He holds Loike Malkus Marjim Rabbanon. When Rabbi Yehuda says over here, you get Malkus, is only with Rabbanon. Now Papa says, my boy Loike. Okay, we'll change tomorrow. Yeah.